Okay, we're recording again.
Most wondrous. This next is? Part. Your expression in life is governed by the sense of expansion. If you perceive that you're constantly in defense of your existence against life, then what you end up doing is compressing too quickly and folding in upon yourself. When you do this, you're safe, but alone. Until you're not safe. Because the continued compression causes you to become much less effective in the world. If you are absolute, you can affect a large portion of the world, but mostly through their fear. If you look to your world, you will see that there's a lot of people that are very absolute, they become very verbal, and they affect a lot of people and a lot of things. They're not particularly effective in increasing creativity, but they do. Because by their verbalization, they actually energize opposition. Not because they intend to, but because it's a wicked side effect. It falls into the category of, if you're selfish, you become invisible in time. People tend to stop supporting you and seeing you. And if you're selfless, you start out not seeing yourself as important, and you're invisible there. But it tends to be that if you are dealing with absolute people, you can count on them not being willing to change. Which means effectively they're becoming less and less of a problem the more absolute they become. Give them a world where their absolutes work and put them in it as their own trap. Here's a concept. Ding dong. I am from the Church of Latter-day Saints, and I am here. What do you do? You ignore them as being actually very effective, and you simply want to shut the door, get them off your porch as quick as you can. You want nothing to know of what they have to say. Generally speaking, that's what you do. If someone knocks on your door and says, have you accepted Jesus Christ into your life? What do you do? That's exactly the appropriate response. Because what it gives them is a sense of their right for themselves. Now, they could take it one step further, and they might say, all right, well, I'd like to talk to you about that. And you could say, that's why I accepted Jesus Christ in my life, to save me from the sins of having to listen to this. Or you could look at it and say, wrong house, wrong day. Or you could say, gee, I really can't do that because my religion requires me to ask you, have you accepted Muhammad as the true? You could go to that conflict point. Or you could go to another. I'm not really certain that I need to be told how to behave to my fellow man. Or you could say another thing. Anything at all that you choose to say is going to be an expansion of you because you're interacting with that person and they give you the moment to interact. You don't have to change their view, but you do have to feel good about your expression. And if shutting the door in their face bothers you,